أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيضنا لهم قرناء فزينوا لهم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وحق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the punishment that will be meted, one aspect of the punishments that will be meted out to the non-Muslims on the day of Qiyamah. And in there is also those Muslims who were sinful, who did not make tawbah, and whom Allah did not forgive. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains a very important point which we should take note of very seriously, that the reason for leading towards kufr and towards disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, indifference of deen, etc. وَقَيَّضْنَا لُهُمْ قُرَنَاءَ اور لگا دیا ہم نے ان کے پیچھے ساتھ رہنے والے. And we had fixed for them friends that were staying with them all the time. That is, we must be very concerned of our company, our friendship. With who do we associate? Because friends definitely have an effect on a person. It's not only the peer in the group that affects the others, but the whole group affects the peer also. The peer, the one who is the big shot, he also wants to be followed. People must praise him, etc. So he makes his followers happy. What they want, he does. And the followers follow the big shot who is the big amongst them. So in friends, always there is somebody who takes a leading role. And he guides and he molds those people accordingly. So those who are disobedient to Allah as a punishment in this world, Allah puts such friends with them, such associates with who they are dealing with all the time. And they influence them towards more evil also. So it's very important to see what friends we keep with who we associate. The least of all is if a person keeps contact with some people who deal in drugs, for example, who deal in backdoor goods, stolen goods, even if he's completely innocent, but just his affiliation and association with them is going to put him in doubt in the eyes of everyone. So who we associate with, that picture becomes of us also. And we commonly know when there is a proposal for a boy, especially the people find out who are his friends. With who does he associate? A person is judged according to those people that we keep company with. And definitely they have an influence upon us. So there is a very important point. Then Allah explains further, what do those friends do? فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ پھر انہوں نے خوبصورت کیا اس کے آنکھوں میں اور اس کے اور ان کے آگے اور اس کے پیچھے. And they beautify things for him in front of him and behind him. And so that is also the result of that they influence you and they make the wrong look right in your eyes and they make the right look wrong in your eyes. And in this particularly, ulama have written that the most important when a person gets married, he must see which partner he chooses. Because a man will definitely be influenced by his wife, and a wife is definitely influenced by her husband also. If they have got wrong ideas, they've got weird ideas, then definitely this is going to impact on the other person also. And all the evil and wrong, then we also have to defend them. We also have to go tag along with them. So therefore it is very important that a person sees what company he keeps. وخلفهم وحق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس اور ٹھیک پر چکے ان پر عذاب کی بعد ان فرقوں کے ساتھ جو گزر چکے ان سے پہلے جنوں کے اور آدمیوں کے. And now the result of this bad company, and if it leads a person even to kufr, how many of our youngsters who are studying at schools, who are studying at university, at home, it's very well, they just like us. But if we come to find out what their behavior actually is at schools, at universities, what their beliefs have become, we will most probably be shocked that these our own children, and who are staying with us, eating with us, going to masjid with us, but inside what other influences have cropped up and how it has changed their lives. As a result, Allah says, then our final decision and judgment of punishment, etc., has overcome them. them. And this is not only with them, but don't they see the same happened with people that went before them, from amongst the jinn also and the ins. That is, Allah's system is standing record that all whoever disobeyed Allah, how Allah had punished them. Don't they see that? Innahum kanu khasirin. Beshak uthe tote wale. Undoubtedly, those were also of the great losers. So don't you become amongst the losers. And one major cause is your company. And the best company a person can keep is Quran Sharif. Is making tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, etc. Keep company of the righteous and the pious people. That is very, very important for a person. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا or kehne lage munkir. And the non-believers, they said further this also. لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مَتْ كَانْ دھرو is Quran ke sunne ko. Do not listen to this Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites the Quran and it works magic on them. They get completely changed when they hear the Quran, and especially they were Arabs and they understood Arabic, and the recitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a great effect on them. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ or bak-bak karo uske parne mein, and cause a commotion when the Quran Sharif is recited. Make noise, clap hands, etc. Jump around. Don't let the distract the people. Today also, wherever Quran Sharif, for example, there is some jalsa, there is some bayan, there is an ijtima, and then at the same time to keep another gathering where people get distracted, whether it is some sports thing that the youth go now for the sports thing, or whether it is some music festival where the youth and other people go towards that. This is all part of the same thing, distracting people from the Quran. Whatever is done to distract people from the Quran, and also Quran competitions, etc., that also distracts from the essence and the spirit of Quran. Quran is for Allah's pleasure. It isn't to win competitions. So all these things, whatever they are distracting from the reality. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ or parne mein شَاید تُمْ غَالِبْ ہو. Perhaps you will overpower the sounds of the Quran and people won't listen to the Quran. Also, this friends that we keep and influences. Today the iPad, the iPod, the phones, the earphones in the ears all the time. And what is coming through, that influences a person. Especially this music continuously. And today the tables have been set so upside down that a person is normal if he's got earphones and he's listening to music all the time. If he doesn't listen to music, he's abnormal. So how they have changed around things, and we must be very careful with regard to ourselves and our children. فَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. So hum zarur chakhana hai munkiron ko sakht azab. So Allah says, undoubtedly, we will make the disbelievers taste a very, very painful punishment. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ اور ان کو بدلہ دینا ہے برے سے برے کاموں کا جو وہ کرتے تھے. And we have to repay them, and we have to fine them for all the wrong that they had done. That is, the punishment will be meted out for them for their own wrongdoing. It isn't imposed on them wrongly, it is their own wrongdoing. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ النَّارِ. یہ سزا ہے اللہ کی دشمنوں کی آگ. This is the punishment for the enemies of Allah, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. لَهُمْ فِيهَا دَارُ الْخُلْدِ ان کا اسی میں گھر ہے صدا کو. And they will remain forever and ever in that fire of Jahannam. بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ جو ہماری باتوں سے انکار کرتے تھے. And the cause of it, that they used to refuse our signs. They did not believe in deen, in Allah, in His Rasul, in the Quran. And it is a result of that. And the signs of Allah, as we have just read continuously, how clear they are, and a person still becomes becomes blind. In fact, Allah said, we guide people and we show them the right path, but they prefer blindness over seeing. Now what must anyone do? Now it is they dug their own grave and their own pit of Jahannam, and that is what they will get. May Allah let us be aware and be conscious of this, and for our children especially. And if our children are attending schools, universities, moreover, we must sit with them and analyze what is in their heart. Have open discussions with them. Otherwise, what is going through in their minds and heart, we don't know. And we think everything is rosy just from the outside, but inside, very serious things are happening. So we should sit with our children and make sure that what is in their heart and what are their beliefs and their ideas. وآخر دعوانا